Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Catechism paragraph 736 says, we live by the Spirit. The more we renounce ourselves, the more we walk by the Spirit. Walking with the Spirit, being filled with the Holy Spirit, living in the Holy Spirit, living with Christ, walking with Christ, being filled with Christ, being immersed in Christ. All those work. So the question today for each of you is this. Am I bearing fruit for the kingdom of God? That's the question to ask yourself. Am I bearing fruit for the kingdom of God? Now, for those of you who are just looking back at me and haven't had an answer cross your mind, you need to get cracking. We can't do nothing. Let me give you some examples. Have you ever sponsored someone who was non-Catholic? So, atheist, Christian, non-Catholic, someone else. Have you ever helped someone to come into the Catholic Church? Ever in your whole life? We just had Easter Vigil. Saw some very happy and rewarded sponsors who saw the fruit of some of their effort, all Christ working through them, but still witnessing, knew the person when they were outside the church, and here they are getting baptized. What a wonderful grace for them. Have you ever done that for someone? Think about it. Don't you know any non-Catholics? Here's another one. Are you doing intercessory prayer and doing a holy hour every single day, praying for the parishioners of St. Anne and the priests, and the conversion of sinners? Are you doing a holy hour once a week? We have an adoration chapel. There might be a couple of open hours there. Have you ever done a holy hour? Think about it. Are you catechizing your children or just letting CGS do it? Have you ever sat down with your children or grandchildren and read the scripture and then asked them what it meant? Have you ever done a family rosary? Have you ever inspired a Catholic to return to Mass who is away? Don't know any Catholics who are away from the church? None of these were crazy, extraordinary examples. I just gave you common, ordinary examples. But if you're sitting there with a goose egg, you need to get cracking. You were not put here to watch TV. You were put here to bear fruit and build up the kingdom of God. Let's go to the gospel. The Lord will take away every branch in Christ that does not bear fruit. Are you bearing fruit? Then is a relevant question. I'm not trying to scare you. Remember the fig tree that didn't produce? Jesus cursed it. It withered and died. Not trying to scare you, but I'm trying to talk to you about something very, very serious. None of us can sit here and do nada. We've got to be out there bearing fruit for the kingdom of God. You have to. What are you going to do? Are you going to die, go up to meet Jesus, and tell him, I was too busy? I don't want to be standing next to you when you do that. In pruning, wonderful image. The Father must trim away our selfishness to increase our growth in love. Pruning also involves trials and fatherly discipline that we would experience in this life and which will make us spiritually tougher and hardier in our faith. We don't need any more emotional support animals. What we need are hardier, tougher Catholics who are growing in love. That's what we need. And are bearing fruit. Lord, please prune us each as each of us needs it. And please begin today. Let the pruning lead us to become saints. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.